And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and we're in the mighty 1090 studios with Pat McDonald from Western Outdoor News. We're going to be talking Cabo, tuna tournament, and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. An F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranx, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
If you are looking for a powerful, smooth, great casting reel at an affordable price, check out the Shimano Torium HG. It's up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in a big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Going to be a fun show today, man. Talking Cabo.
Cabo? Yeah. Cabo Western Outdoor News. Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament is just around the corner, right, Pat?
It is coming up November 2nd through the 5th.
Wow. That's, let's see, 3 weeks?
About 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks.
But who's counting?
Yeah.
I am counting.
You're counting.
Yeah, I know one guy that is.
It's a lot of work, right? You're the tournament director.
Yeah, yeah, tournament director. And it's not just really just sitting there with a microphone and acting goofy and trying to have fun. It's, you know, you're planning really nine events down there. And so you're trying to make sure everybody has a great time, that it's a fair. It's a lot of money involved.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I was going to say.
So, you know, you want to make sure, you know, I know Wayne Bisbee and those guys, you know, over the years, I remember watching him, you know, do the tournaments when I was covering him, and I just wanted to make sure that, you know, whatever I do is always going to be real clean because all eyes are on you. So it's fun tournament down there, you know, but there's a lot of money involved. Now, this year, boy, I tell you, it looks like we're going to have over 150 teams. Last year was 143. So it means we're up. We should be up over Monday. Last year was a record for the tournament, $649,000 payout.
Ooh.
I think we're going to be over that this year. It looks that way. So all is exciting. We've got a lot of changes at the tournament. Last year we had a couple of venue issues because of sometimes that's just the way it works out when you're dealing with 600, 700 people and you have to change things. So this year I kind of revamped a lot of aspects of the tournament. Cool. I think it's going to be fantastic for the people down there.
Fantastic. What fun. So what's the deal? Is it too late to get in?
Oh, no. No. We take sign-ups up until a couple days before the tournament as long as you can wire the money. We don't take cash. We don't take any money down there. There's no place to put it.
Yeah.
So
can you pay in pesos?
No. Well, wiring is, you know, wiring. So, you know, yeah.
I was going to say, because the peso is 20, almost 20 to 1 now for the dollar. So if you could pay in pesos, maybe you could get a deal.
There's no deals. For you, Pete, yes, sure, no problem. Yeah, you and Rockod come down there and have a tournament, you know, in the tournament. No, it's all pretty much Bob and Lori at Western Outdoor Publications. They've got it all wired down there on the accounting and everything. So it's all just run like a business, but we try to make it a fun, festive thing. You know, fish hard, party harder is our motto, and the sponsors are coming in, and they are excited. We're going to have just a great time. Video, we have drone footage we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing some live podcasts. Gary and Jonathan will be doing live broadcast on the on our Facebook page, and then we'll be doing regular posts on our internet website, which is wonews.com. So we've got a lot of things planned. It's going to be busy, but it looks like it's all coming together. We're just hoping the weather will stay good, and the fishing has been phenomenal down there for big tuna on those inner and outer banks.
Yeah. Having participated before, and Pete, I know you've done the same, there is not a fishing tournament that you will have more fun at. It is definitely more about, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a very serious tournament with a lot of money in the line, but there it is for sure more important to go down and have a party and have a good time and have a fiesta as much as it is about a real deal big money fishing tournament.
Yeah, you guys put on some good parties.
Well, yep, we do. We even about four years ago, we decided we were going to do a charity party on Friday, which is when the boat goes out, the Cabo Escape. It's a double-decker party boat, and they're a sponsor for the last 4 years. So, like, the first day, it's just dignitaries go out for the start boat, and all the boats charge off and everything else. The second day, we decided to do a party out there, and we charged $20, which is very inexpensive, and the Cabo Escape, they actually cater it and have a party guy on there. And so all the wives, girlfriends, sponsors, staff, anybody who wants to go, just pay $20. So we had, like, I don't know, 150, 180 people on there doing the, you know, dancing and, you know, having a great time. And the boats would check in and show their numbers. And so it was a hell of a party for 2 hours. And we raised a lot of money for Smiles in a international foundation, which does surgeries down in Cabo. So that's just one of the many ways we have fun. And we also raise money for charity. So,
yeah, that's cool.
You know, that's what it's really all about. Have fun, have a great time, go fishing, and help others a little bit on the way.
Fantastic. So what's been going on in Western Outdoor News? A lot of great writing and pictures and a lot of fish and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at the season we've had. You know, it's just I struck out. I swung for the fences about 7 times out there with the kite for the big bluefin. And so that's just been the big word right now, you know, is the bluefin. And of course, we've got the fisherman's tackle.
Tackle day
coming up. I did the story, talked to Doug about that. And, of course, there's a picture of you and Doug in there with your big tuna.
Oh, no, right on.
You're 205?
Yeah. 205
on, wow,
205
on
50
memory.
Pound, and then the 225 by Doug. He tag teamed with two other friends, and so, you know, it was kind of like, come on down. It's all going to be about bluefin. Last year it was about wahoo.
Yeah, last year was the year of the wahoo.
So, so we got a big, nice 3-page deal there, 2-page double
truck. That's coming up this week.
It's coming up November 5th, right?
Oh, no, no, the in the paper. Is it this week's paper?
It's this week's paper, yes. Yeah, okay. Coming up. Yeah, I just did the story, and I pre-laid it out, and so it goes out the door on Monday to the printer, and then it goes out.
So we'll see it next week.
You'll see it next week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a ton of stuff in there. It's going to be it's going to be really, really super fun. And that's the kind of thing. I will tell you this, though, because, you know, you're tackle manager down there at Fisherman's Landing, and we're all involved in the industry. But there were two other tackle days like this, you know, and in other places. And I think Savon and I think Longfin. And they both set one-day sales records for the history of their of their places. And I can't give you the number. I was told I would not do that. But it was unreal how much they sold there. So that talks about the enthusiasm and the excitement and the
people want to go fishing.
The power of promotion. Yeah. And, of course, the bluefin just got everybody just absolutely fired up. And then the prospect of albacore next year. So that's what we're trying to cover. We've got events. We've got there's a lot going on.
So we've had a unique problem, thanks to you. And the big thing this year for those big bluefins was those yummy flyers. No doubt about it. That was a thing. And we had a very particular way that we were rigging them at the store that we were lucky enough to have all the long-range boats in our backyard. The yummy flyer thing was nothing new to us, and it caught on as the lure to have to catch those big bluefins this year. And the rigging that we had was highly sought after, so we rigged a bunch of them. So we've been it's not quick. You know, it's a fairly involved kind of long process. We've been trying to get a lot of them rigged, knowing that that's going to be a big deal for tackle days. We're going to have a sale on them and this whole thing. The problem is we're getting multiple phone calls a day from guys that are going fishing the tuna jackpot. I need you to send me 6 of those. I need 4 of those. I need to come in and get more of the show. All of this backlog that we're trying to get them all made, getting ready for tackle days, are all going down to Cabo for the tuna jackpot tournament. Because we keep getting guys calling, I'm fishing the tuna jackpot. I need another kite, and I want to drag my yummy flyer down in Cabo and catch a big yellowfin win the jackpot tournament.
Well, I fished with Mark Rayer and Jen Ren Sword Fishing last weekend at our Let's Talk Hookup tournament at Palmas. And he said, oh, yeah, he's fishing the tuna tournament. all the boats, all Jen Rens are fishing the tuna tournament. And I said, you fish that yummy flyer? He goes, oh, yeah. So I understand there'll be a lot of people flying kites, right?
They certainly will. And that technique, of course, that was born back here with Southern California back in the days of when the tuna club over in Catalina, you know, the big bluefin. So it's not that it's a rare occurrence when this happens, but the historically these bluefin have been in our waters, and now we're learning how to catch them. A lot of guys have been going, I don't know, I got spooled. You know, they just took off. I never even saw what it was. Probably one of those big bluefin that actually do come into our waters occasionally, and so we're hoping that they'll be back next year. Yummy flyers, big time down there. That's what when I went down in June, I went down there to go fishing, went with Mike Tumbero of Renegade Fishing and Renegade Mike Sport Fishing on his 31 Bertram. And we were skipping the yummy, you know, across the surface, but we got hit on about a 12-inch marlin lure that was out about 30 yards on the starboard side. And so if you don't catch a fish on a yummy, it entices them also to hit some of the lures you might be trolling short, you know, like that. And that's what happened. I was just like, oh, man. So that was my fourth 200-pound fish that I caught on it. It was kind of like pretty exciting. But there's a lot of big fish down in Cabo right now. And if they don't seine them off those high spots, it's going to be a hell of a tournament.
Cool. Yeah. Excited, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how many boats are you predicting?
I'm predicting 150. I don't like, you know, I made up 150 angler packets, which is a pain in the butt, but I did it. And then last year I did 160, we ended up with 143, so I thought, well, I'll do 150. I think we're going to end up with 150 to 155 teams, and I believe we're going to break the record for the money being paid out. So it should be pretty exciting. It's nice to have the more the merrier, the more the money.
You said $650,000.
$649,000.
That's so cool.
Wow.
Yeah, was what we paid out last year. So I kind of like to hit that 700,000 mark. And the reason why I'm optimistic about it also is we're 2 years away from O'Deal. You know, Cabo is rebuilt. The economy is kind of slowly, you know, making its way back. But Bisbee's has done, they're having their baby Bisbee's this week right now.
They just had one tournament that was pretty, they had caught quite
yeah,
a few big blues.
Yeah,
right?
The Los Cabos Marlin Magazine is just finishing up. I think tonight maybe or tomorrow is the awards, and then Baby Bisbee's begins, and that has I think 16 or 17 more teams than it did last year, and I think the Black and Blue is up at least maybe 15, 16, 17 teams from what it was last year already, and that's next week. So they're still taking.
How many teams is that on the black and blue?
That was 124 teams last year, and they said, oh, they might be getting 140, 150 teams. So that's really exciting to have that kind of increase in participation. So
the Western Outdoor News Tournament is the largest tournament in Cabo.
It will be. I don't know. Wayne might overtake me this year. Yeah, you know that, and that's okay. But yeah.
What year is this for the Western Outdoor News Tournament?
The 18th annual.
18th. Wow. Yeah, 18th started annual. I can't believe.
Yeah,
that.
You've been.
You're making me feel old because I was there for the first one.
I know. Yeah, we did a radio show down, live broadcast down there from the Hotel Hacienda, and it was good times down there.
Oh boy, yeah, we had a really good time. That hasn't changed. Hey, have you done in Western Outdoor News much? Work with the Shelter Island Launch Ramp. You've done some articles and such like that. I believe I saw some.
Well, we were trying to get information on the Shelter Island Launch Ramp and over the years. And then, but now there's a new plan out there, and I've seen the plan. And it, I think it's overdue and underdone.
Yeah.
But I'm not too excited about it. But it's better than what we have now, and I'm not sure. I would have liked to have seen a much bigger facility or a second facility built, but given the fact that the problems that they have there,
it's going to be way better than it was.
Oh, of course, Pete. You know, of course, it's going to be better. Not anything can be better than the dog that we have right now.
Yeah, for sure.
It's been improved a little bit over the time, but it's just such a small area. And boy, when you get a tournament like the San Diego Bay Tournament there, it's dangerous. I mean, I'm surprised somebody hasn't been killed at that place. And so it's long overdue. But, yeah, you have some more information about it?
Yeah, I do. Our contact, Bill Melton at the port, San Diego port, this is interesting, and everybody will relate to this listening to this show. He says one of the problems that they're going to have with proceeding with the launch ramp, guess what, are sea lions.
Oh, geez, what a cow.
Isn't that something?
I love those things.
So if there is interaction or disturbances of the sea lions, they have to stop the project. So that would be delaying the project because they're protected little critters.
Oh, dude.
So
I have a way to get rid of them.
Yeah. Well, we
B, it's not the, you know, I would have a boat out there. I would have a boat outside during the entire construction just feeding them.
Yeah.
You know, just to get the construction
I'll
going.
I'll be in charge of that.
I mean,
no problem.
Yeah.
You probably thought I was thinking about something
but
else.
Yeah, well,
I'll feed them too. No problem.
Here's what they're asking our anglers. And I told them, I said, you know, our listeners kind of probably know this, but they're going to also post signs at the launch ramp and stuff like that. When you come back in, you see the guys feeding them right at the dock. All the time.
Mm.
Well, guess what? You feed them right at the dock, that's going to bring them in. They're going to hang out. They're going to have to shut the project down. So don't do that anymore.
I would like to also
get rid of your bait before you get to the launch.
If I can make one other suggestion, because anglers cannot fillet their fish, they'll bring the carcasses back.
Yes.
And they will throw the carcasses into that little basin.
Yes.
And the seals will come in and they'll be of course, everybody's seen how Mission Bay particularly, they just throw them around like a pillow fight, you know? And
so this is really important stuff.
So don't bring anything.
Don't do the bait because all that's going to do is slow down the project because literally they have to shut the project down because of the Marine Mammal Protection Act.
I have so many things I'd like to say regarding
that. We need to bring Tim Ekstrom's black lab over there. That'll take care of it. I've never seen an animal want to attack a seal more than that dog.
Yeah, yeah,
he could run down the entire length of that dock and then just jump into the water and launch itself right on the back. Sorry, Tim.
They're good at that. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show to talk to you about today. A lot of information here. Pat, of course, writes every week, and all the great people at Western Outdoor News write, keep us informed of what's going on, and a lot more.
And not to mention that, the fish are biting. We had a full resurge yesterday with good offshore fishing. I know the Pacific Queen was in a really – it was so much fun at the shop yesterday hearing the radio go off, and it's biting again. There was definitely a full wave of good fishing to be had again, both local, inshore, offshore, talking Cabo, talking fun. And we want to talk to you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways you can join us. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can try us toll-free, and that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. 972-1090. Not only can we be taking your phone calls, talking fishing, talking Cabo, we've also got a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and it is a complete Soul Sun Guard UV protection package. It includes a UV blocking tech t-shirt, a bottle of Soul Sun Guard Blue Water, and every flavor of their lip balm kit, six flavors, courtesy of Soul Sun Guard. So a very cool prize.
$100 prize right
easy,
there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to say something about Soul. I've been using Soul for a long time, turned a lot of people onto it. It is, in my opinion, the best there is when it comes to sunscreen. I spend a lot of time in the sun, and it is absolutely the best. You put it on once in the morning, you're done.
Yeah, so
good. It
doesn't
sweat. It has no odor. It doesn't come off with water. It's waterproof. It is just the way to go for fishermen.
The biggest thing is it doesn't get in your eyes and just jack your eyes up. That's great stuff.
And it doesn't smell, so you can touch your bait. It's not going to put a scent on the bait and such like that. I also want to mention we've been out of stock on a lot of the sizes on our website, hookup1090.com. We're back in stock.
Sweet.
All sizes of Soul Sun Guard. So if you want to find Soul Sun Guard, sometimes it's hard to find their distribution channels and such. You can go on our website, hookup1090.com, go to our shop page. You can buy it right online there.
You got it. Well, again, we're going to have a great show this morning. Lots of great fun, great prizes. If you want to get through, 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. Or toll free, 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great fishing information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Accurate Reels. They are American-made for local or long-range fishing. In fact, the Accurate ATD is the top reel to catch cow tuna. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the fall colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Hookup!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pat just said the A word during the break. Albacore.
He did.
Yeah, I heard it. I mean,
Albacore.
I heard it. I heard it loud and clear, and I'm with him, man.
Okay.
I think it's
coming. Albacore next year.
We got Albacore this year, you know.
Yeah.
If you just want to drive up the coast a little bit.
We got an Albacore in the sport fleet in San Diego this year.
Yeah.
There was an Albacore.
If you want to take a flight up to Portland and go up there and fish up there at Oregon, you'll get big, high quality, and a lot. But the weather windows are pretty tough up there, particularly
right
now.
Especially this weekend.
I know. You don't want to be anywhere near
Oregon. I'd
want
to be there right now.
Oh.
No. I fished the Oregon Tuna Classic last year, and we had really good. I mean, these were big, big albacore. And it was so funny. The first albacore we got was like, I come to the boat, and I go, oh, my God, it's an albacore.
I got an albacore.
It was a rarity.
Dangerous species.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a really good year next year. It's going to be really, really good.
Settle for albacore, maybe some big bluefin around. Who knows?
I certainly hope so. Bluefin are a little bit colder water. They like that, so it all dovetails into a nice thing, and we got to get those yummy flyers out there. It's been really a fabulous couple of years.
Yeah, it's been fun.
But boy, next year, if we get the albacore come in here on that ladder of the bait that they like and the conditions, it's going to be Katie bar the door.
Yeah, we'll take it.
I think
for
so.
Sure. Hey, don't forget, today's the Big Boy Toy Show. The Mighty 1090 is presenting the Big Boys Toy Show, and we're going to hear later on in the show from Ron Lane, who got Fastlane kayaks. He's got kayaks down there. He's got those new Eclipse down there. He's got a lot of great stuff at the Big Boys Toy Show. It's going on today. It starts at 10 o'clock, goes to 6 o'clock right down there in the Embarcadero down in San Diego. It's a pretty cool event.
Yeah.
I'll see you down there for sure. Also, a week from today, the big day at the Kona Kai Resort. We'll all be there next Saturday, the 22nd, 7 to 9 a.m. Special guests are going to join us, all kinds of guests, talking about the resort, the fantastic marina, the fishing, and so much more. In addition, the Kona Kai Resort will be giving everyone in attendance free breakfast.
How about that?
Indeed. Remember last time they did that?
That layout was so killer.
So good. Their food is really, really great down there, including Bloody Marys and mimosas.
Hear that, Don Southern?
Yeah. Come on, Don. Bring them down.
I'll be there.
21 or older to get those, right? Plus, we'll be giving away prizes like room nights, spa services, dining cards at the Kona Kai Resort, Maui Jim sunglasses, Olakai sandals, a lot more. Hey, join us a week from today, Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m., Kona Kai Resort, right at the end of Shelter Island there for a special live broadcast and lots of food, fun, and prizes. Easiest way to park is just right on the street there, right along Shelter Island. You don't have to pay for parking. You just park right on the street there, walk right into the resort, and we'll see you there.
Definitely the premier venue in San Diego. It's worth coming down just to scope it out. I mean, that is the premier spot down in San Diego. If you want to keep your boat in a spot, that's it.
It is closest to the ocean, closest to the Emmerichan Brothers bait receiver. It's the spot.
Nicest facility, too. The facilities are so killer at Kona Kai.
And you know what's cool about when you are a boater at the Kona Kai. When you have a slip at the Kona Kai, you have a full club membership. You can use their fabulous spa. You can use their fabulous gym, their pool area, which is like, it's like going on vacation right at home. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, Kona Kai Resort next Saturday. We'll see you there.
Going to be fun times. Again, if you want to get through, join us on the phones this morning. Have your shot at that Sol Sun Guard kit, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
All right, let's jump into the phones.
You got it. Why don't we start it off this morning with Doug calling us from Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, something about the Western Outdoor News. Are you going to bring back the Meet the Skipper part? And then also on the launch ramp, I was wondering if they could start experimenting with different types of whales, ways to deter the seals.
I can't answer the question about the seals. That's above my pay grade. But as far as the Meet the Skipper, it depends on what kind of room we have in the paper. But, I always enjoyed doing those. I remember I started those years ago. And you always find great stories about these guys. So that's a good tip. I probably almost have a tendency to forget about this stuff. And,
well, you've had so many great features over the years. How many years have you been at Western Outdoor News?
32.
32 years. And the paper's been around for how long?
As long as I've been alive, 62.
62 years.
That's
It was 1954. The first issue came out in 53, just kind of an experimental, you know, get out there. And then I think the actual first one was 1954. So it's been around. It's kind of interesting how I ended up there, you know, being born the same year and all that. But it's even more amazing of you know, 32 years. 32 and I mean, how many people later. Stay in the same job for 32 years? Like not you're working for a general telephone or something,
yeah.
Like my father-in-law. So, but it's been a great run. I've got to travel around the world and write about some great fishing and great people and meet some fantastic captains. I mean, just the captains are like to me the greatest people in the world. They're just, you sit up in the wheelhouse and I get the advantage of being able to walk up there where it says, no one goes past this point. And I just walk right up and, hey, how you doing? And we'll sit down. And of course, a lot of the captains do encourage you to do that. If you don't sit up there for too long.
Yeah.
And it's so fun to sit up there and just talk with these guys, Tim Ekstrom and Randy, on a long range boat. It's just really a great experience. So yeah, the Meet Discoverers are really fun. And these guys have some fun stories and their experiences and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I might
bring it back.
I like your suggestion.
There you go. All right. Doug, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up a toll-free line at 877-792-1090. Open right now. What would you say in your memory of your 32 years at Western Outdoor News has been one of the most memorable things you've ever done in the paper?
Oh, well.
I mean, there's probably a lot.
Oh, there's.
But there's probably a couple that stand out.
Yeah, and of course,
right?
People have asked me this question before, and I would have to say it was the coverage and the follow up stories that I did on the sinking.
Yeah.
You know, of the of the mothership down there in the
was that the Eric?
Yeah. The Eric back in and the finding of it. You know, it was. There was a lot, too. It was very emotional. Eight men died. You know, there's a lot of incredible stories about how more would have died had Americans and Mexicans not combined for a rescue effort. But then finding the boat, that was really an amazing part of the story. So, and how I ended up with that story was pretty amazing because one of the guys on the boat is in our tournament this year, Jerry Garcia. He's in every single year team number one, and he went down with the boat and came up. And so he had a hell of a story about how he watched the boat actually sink and why it sank, and there was a lot of stories about what had happened to it, and so it was.
What do you mean he went down? And
he went well, you know, he just barely got that self-inflatable, the automatic, harness. You know, they just got it on. It was called a skew. You know how those things are hard to get on.
Sure.
So yeah, they just during this massive Chabasco, this whole thing's going on, and this boat is going down, and so these guys are helping him get it on. And then it just, as soon as a wave hit him and it inflated, and then the boat went down. And then when it went down, it went back and forth, and then it just, the whole stern just went straight down, and it sucks you down with the boat. So he was down, getting sucked down with the boat, since he had the inflatable vest on at the last second.
Wow.
He popped up, and he came up. He says, I must have come up out of the water 5 to 6 feet.
Wow.
When he popped up. And so then he managed to, and within 20 minutes, it was flat calm after that. You know, and then they had to find their way. The boat was gone, and they had to find their way through. Some of these guys were in the water for 18 hours.
And
I interviewed quite a few of these guys. And then, of course, the son-in-law, the stepson, wanted to recover the remains of his stepfather, Vietnam veteran, who wanted to be buried in the Western Sierra. So he made it his he dedicated his life for a couple of years to go finding that boat and bringing and diving on that wreck. Very dangerous.
How deep was it?
170 feet.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
170 feet, and it took an oxide. You know, you have to do special preparations for that. And in the middle of Baja, you know, it's very difficult to mix the chemicals, you know, to go down and do the nox. Yeah. Nitrox, that's yeah. it. And so just going down there, the currents are very extremely dangerous. So the story just came to me, the way it came to me and how I ended up writing it, and then I won a couple of awards writing for it, and it was like this. But it was just I had nothing, and all of a sudden the phone call came when Linda and I were up vacationing in at the Westin up in Mammoth, and we had a family trip, and I just was never able to get any information. All of a sudden the phone rings, and it's a guy who knew Jerry, who knows Jerry. He says, you want the real story about it? He goes, I have Jerry's number. So I called up, and he was taking a nap. You just come back from San Felipe where he had come across the border, and he started telling me about the story, and then he gave me some other phone numbers of other guys, and then the story came out. So
wow.
That was probably the most interesting and rewarding story that I think I had ever I had done, and it's so it was.
So did they recover some?
They recovered three, the remains of three of the men.
Yeah.
And, of course, the remains were nothing more than something you could put in a bag.
Yeah.
And they had DNA testing of it, and we confirmed that there were three. And there was one. There's probably one more down there.
Yeah,
remaining. And so,
but the boat's still there.
Oh, the boat is still there, draped in gill nets.
Uh-huh.
You know, with hooks and line and
yeah,
all in there. It's very dangerous. I'm not even sure that I have the coordinates, but people have asked me, what are the coordinates? You know, I want to fish around. I just stay away. It's a,
yeah.
You know, I would never do that. It's a memorial. So, yeah. I've spoken before some groups on it and how it all went. And, it was a lot of angst involved too. And a lot of relationships between, you know, Americans and Mexicans, and Mexicans were kind of embarrassed by it. And how did it happen? And why did it happen? And 8 Americans died, and no Mexican crewmen died. Americans weren't given any of the life jackets; just only the Mexicans got them. And it was just there was a lot. It was very painful on both sides.
Yeah,
and what it did, though, is it led to safety regulations down in Mexico. And of course, with all tragedies, maybe there's some good things that do come about it. And that was the case here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, very good.
Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on. We're trying to find out what's going on biting fish-wise in the Baja, and we got the man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tour, standing by today. The Catch Report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and once you try them, you'll be hooked. That's why they call them the fish pros. They'll fillet, they'll vacuum pack your fish, all to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and those famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. Let's talk to the Castman, Richard Castaneda. Buenos dias, Castman.
Buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro, and Pat. Hope you guys are doing well.
Indeed, Castman. Morning to you.
Yeah, telling you, I'm up, still up in Oregon, and you were talking about the weather up here. We're expecting a big blow to this afternoon, tonight. I guess there's some kind of a remnants of a typhoon that moved to the West Coast, and it's supposed to be bringing some major, major winds. So we're batting down the hatches here, and I'll be heading home in about 10 days back to SoCal. But, Pete, the fishing down in Cabo and San Jose del Cabo, of course, East Cape, things are really picking up, especially on those banks just up in the Sea of Cortez from Punta Gordo there at San Jose del Cabo, the San Luis, the Iman, Vino Rama, and then, of course, out at the both the Gordo, Inner Gordo, and the Outer Gordo. And Pat should be pretty excited because they're pulling out some big, big tuna. Not a lot, but if you work at it, you troll some big baits, you've got a pretty good chance of getting some 300-pound-plus fish that are being caught there. And, of course, with the West End Outdoor News Tournament coming up here in a couple weeks, and then our Wahoo Rumble that we put on every year, which is, by the way, about the same weekend. I think we start fishing on the last day of the tuna tournament, and so I'm hoping that Pat leaves us a few big fish there for my clients to get into. I'm too old to be getting those big boys. They hurt too much, you know. But anyway,
yeah.
So the tuna bite is really, really good. And, of course, up in the Sea of Cortez are those banks that I mentioned. The tuna there are ranging anywhere from 15 up to 100 pounds. So, and they're basically catching them on drifting over the banks with cut squid. That seems to be the best way of catching them. And, of course, if you're using your butterfly jigs or some of the deep iron, you can get them that way, too. But as far as the tuna. There's a lot of wahoo around, which gets me excited and gets my guys excited because that's what we target. They just haven't been on the chew, but look for that to really turn on, and hopefully it turns on by the time we get down there. But there's been some 50, 60-pound wahoo caught. Not a lot of them, but there's some nice fish being caught there. Now, the Dorado there, here again, most of the Dorado has been down in the Cabo area up around the Pacific side, up by the old lighthouse in that area there. They've been getting some nice Dorado, 15 to 30-pound fish, occasional bull. Here again, they're getting a few in the San Jose del Cabo. I think it's just a matter of time till they move around, and hopefully by the time we get down there, they'll have moved up to the Sea of Cortez. But and as far as blue marlin go, still some blues in there, not as many as there were. I know we think we got the big Bisbee coming up. If it's not going on now, I think it's about ready to happen. And so the blue marlin there, striped marlin, still more striped marlin than blues. But some, pretty good fishing going on. But, Pete, that's a report for this week. Just wanted to let anglers know, if anybody's still interested in our Christmas Island trip at the end of June, I still got about 5 spots left on that. Anybody wants to join us on that? And then our Pesca Panama trip, the end of March, I've got 1 boat left, and that can be either for 2 or 3 or 4 anglers. So if you got a buddy,
or one if you like the dock.
Yeah.
The dock's going.
Yeah, he has his own boat. You could have your own boat too, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Doc does he likes to have every rod at his disposal.
That's right.
He don't want anybody else there. So, matter of fact, when we're down there, he'll ask me to go out with him a day or two, but I wind up being the photographer, you know.
Yeah, you wind it all in, for sure.
Well, anyway, I'll talk to you guys next Saturday, and you guys have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Cass.
And how do we get a hold of you, Cass?
Well, give us a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.cassdoers.com. Talk to you Saturday.
All right. Talk to you Saturday. Thanks a lot. Well, we'll be at the Kona Kai Resort on Saturday, so that'll be a lot of fun to talk to you at our live broadcast. You know, Cass mentioned Dorado, and I should talk about our 22nd annual Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular that we just had this past week. And it was a great time. We had 42 anglers, like 14 teams, great people, a lot of repeats, a lot of new people, and just a great time. The weather was spectacular.
So
it was
cool.
The flattest I've ever seen it down there. Every single day was like grease. In fact, it was a little too hot because we were begging for wind, right? It was like, come on, wind, but it just didn't happen. But and fishing was pretty good. You
margarita
know, was
still cold though.
The margaritas were plenty cold.
As long as you had that to
keep you
regulated.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial was down there with us, and he had a phenomenal day on tuna with Genrent Sport Fishing. A couple days before we got there, he had 10 in one day, all up to like 40, 50 pounds. So that was a nice day. Our tuna fishing slowed down quite a bit. A lot of smaller fish around, you know, up to 35 pounds. But the one of the highlights, like I said, with the Dorado was all ladies team headed by Ellie Duchesne, who, of course, we dedicated the tournament to her late husband, Lou Duchesne. Her team caught a 35.4 pound Dorado, which won
big Dorado.
Largest Dorado Wahoo tournament that was sponsored by Rick Jensen and Sport Fishing Financial. $500 cash.
That's right.
They were given a check for $500 there. Largest tuna was right around that same size, like 35 pounds there, and from Statewide Stripes, another $500 in cash. We gave away, of course, Woody and Linda, Team Nini, our great friends down there. They won the most points in the tournament,
nice,
which was great. And they received a return trip to defend their title for our 23rd annual Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular, which will be October 12th through the 16th of 2017. We had Justin Roper from Acara Pulling Lures, beautiful lures.
Yeah, he does such a nice job
with
those things. They're
awesome
killer
lures, and they catch fish down there. In fact, the Mexican pangueros and you bring out a Macara, and those guys go, put that in the water. They like those. So thanks to Justin. He did some beautiful lures for us there. And a lot of great trophies. Eddie Dalmau from Palmas de Cortez. We had T-shirts and trophies. And Rick from Sport Fishing Financial sponsored.
How was the big fiesta?
The big pig roast. And
yeah.
It was great. The food was awesome. That pig was so tender. It was so good. It was really fun and a nice group of people. It was hot that night. It was no breeze, and it was pretty warm. But we had a beautiful time out on the veranda there under the palapas at Palmas de Cortez.
That's so cool, dude.
Really, really great tournament. Really great people. We got to fish with Team Genren a couple days. Fish one day on the 35 Cabo Genren 3, and then the next day on Vaquera, which is other than 35 Cabo, both days with Diego and Mark Rayer. First day we got skunked, but the second day we had some tuna. We had a wahoo that came off right at the boat. But kind of the highlight for us was we were fishing because there wasn't any, was no sardine around. There hasn't been any sardine around for quite a while. We had mackerel and caballito, but we also had the chunk squid. And so we were chunking squid for the tuna. That was the way to do it. And Rich Top hooked. We saw him. I mean, I think that fish was an easy 250 blue marlin. On 30-pound test.
On a chunk of sardine, or a chunk of squid.
All of a sudden, you know, it was one of those deals where Rick's bit with a tuna, and there's this marlin jumping about 90 degrees off of where this rod's pointing.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You're hooked to that marlin. Right? And we ended up pulling on the thing on 30-pound for like 30 minutes.
That's so rad.
Yeah, and Mark backed the boat down and stuff like that. We got to see him. We got him up to color.
No kidding.
Yeah, deep color.
Good
but
job,
we got
Rich.
Him up to color. And then he finally broke the line.
Sure.
But it was pretty fun. That was
exciting.
There were a lot of blue marlin down there, which I think it's bode well for the Bisbee and all the other tournaments, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's been a lot of blue marlin.
A lot of blues.
There's been actually more blues than stripers down there in Baja. I'm doing the Baja reports for the newspaper now. So I've been following that, and I was like, wow, man, more. It means that there's not as many stripers in the area, but the blue marlin are really all on that that whole area all the way over to Cabo right now. So
a lot of wahoo too.
Wahoo. It's been going to be a good year for wahoo, I think. Yeah,
for sure. And I'll tell you what, they remodeled a lot of the rooms at Palmas de Cortez. They remodeled all the suites. Have you seen those since they remodeled?
No,
them?
I have not.
Wow, Bobby Van Wormer showed me the remodel. Incredible. They have marble countertops with like full kitchenettes in there, refrigerators and a bar and glasses and a cooktop and the whole deal in the suites, and then the garden rooms, their standard rooms are all remodeled too. Those are really, really nice. They remodeled the condos. Everything's been remodeled down there. It's really they've really stepped it up at Palmas. So,
I love that place.
Yeah, it's a cool spot. So if you want to go with us next year, October 12th through the 16th, I wrote a story on our website, hookup1090.com, and I sent it to Pat. Hopefully Pat will put it out there and let people that read Western Out There News see it too. With some great pictures, it's on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. Check out the story and read about that great tournament and join us next year.
Awesome.
All right. 877-792-1090, open right now. If you want to get through, there's your chance.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got catch reports, we got more of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
It's time to talk about great equipment from Shimano. Long range season, big tuna here. Big tuna for the Western Outdoor News Tournament. TAC 50, the Talica 50, the beast.
I don't think there's ever been a reel made of that size that has that kind of torque and power. You know, years ago, Shimano came out with what they called HEG gearing, high efficiency gearing, and it was the first thing in the Trinidad. It was the first time that there was ever high gear ratios that provided huge torque, and they've got big gears, big cuts. They have X-shift, they have big handles, everything made to make turning the handle easier. And all the years of technology basically came out with Talica. It is the most powerful reel, the most torque. When you're turning the handle on a big fish on a Talica, it is physically easier to gain line than it is with any other reel of similar size. They're awesome.
Pretty awesome, yeah, indeed. And I'll tell you what, all you need to do is cast a sardine on a big reel, on a regular size reel, and then you cast a sardine on a Talica 50. It has all the power and more of those other reels, but you can actually cast a sardine.
And your bait can swim line off of the reel. It's such an advantage.
Yeah, Talica 50 at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
For East Cape Fishing, Gen Ren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, having fun here this morning. If you want to get through, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, join in the fun, tell a story, give a catch report, ask a question to Pat. 858 area code 457-1090. Again, that's our local number, 858-457-1090, or you can call us toll-free. Our toll-free line, 877-792-1090. It's been a busy morning, but a good chance to get through right now, 877-792-1090.
Yeah, indeed, and you get a chance to win that Soul SunGuard UV Protection Package. That blocking tech T-shirt they have is so awesome. And a big bottle of Soul SunGuard Blue Water, and every flavor of their lip balm, too. It's courtesy of our friends up at Soul SunGuard, the best SunGuard available. Pat, what's the first party at the Cabo tournament?
Well, the check-in is the party in itself.
Exactly.
You know, and so they check.
So you said you had nine parties?
There's nine events. You know, you can call the two start boats, the special party on Friday, on the Cabo Escape. Then there's the Friday Fiesta, there's the awards, there's check-in, and there's a captain's meeting. And the two weigh-ins. So it's a total of things that you have to plan is nine events. So
you have 150 teams. How many people is that?
It'll be about 550, 600, because there's four anglers per team.
Yeah,
so I've ordered 650 of everything, and then we have about 800 shirts from Costa and things like that.
Wow.
But, yeah, so ordering the bags, the hats, the shirts, and all that stuff.
How do you get all that stuff down there?
I know, seriously.
Well, this year I bought everything. Well, we have about 150 boxes that we shipped down through a professional shipper this year. But this year I decided to buy everything and have everything manufactured in Mexico. It is a Mexican tournament. You know, you're paying 16% tax, but it comes out to where you really should be buying stuff from Mexico in Mexico, and then they ship it down. So it actually saved us money in the long run, and you're helping their economy, which I think is the right thing to do. So
probably a lot of stuff's manufactured in Mexico anyway, and then shipped to the United States.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Saving the shipping. So the bags are beautiful. Baja Cantina is the sponsor of the bags, and then IGY Marina, they're doing the hats, and so partial sponsorships. So it's all good, and that's what they get at the party. We're talking about what's the first party? Well, the first party is the check-in. So and that's just. You know, we've got it's real festive. It takes a little bit to get through, but that's because every time they go to a sponsor's table, they get something for free.
Yeah.
You know, Seagar's giving away the line, we get the bags, the hats, the shirts, the wristbands. You get the drawing tickets, and then we have for all that, and then I think you get a Molecraft lure. I mean, you just go through there and you just fill up the bag.
That's so rad.
And we could just hand it to them, and here's your bag full of stuff. And I said, I don't want to do that.
No, it's nice to see what you're getting in
the bag. Well, not only that, I don't want to make 650 bags of it.
Yeah.
So, so I just said,
so
just,
you have like a production line.
I do the production line, and it saves about 5 hours of labor, and people actually get to see what they're getting from the sponsors. And, of course, if the sponsors want to give it away, we give them a checklist so they can check the teams off as they come through, and they get the whatever it is that the sponsor is giving them. And there's a, there's quite a bit. I mean, there's just a ton of stuff, you know.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah. We're very excited. And, Jeff Gammon, he'll be down there. He's doing the color maps for the Terrafin. When they show up, he'll have the latest color maps, and so he'll hand out to every team. We've got Mustad hooks. We've got all the way down the line, they just end up with a lot of stuff. So it's a lot of fun. And then we have a tuna, a big 380-pound tuna from Gray's hanging, and so people take their picture there with the Baja Cantina girls and the Cabo Cigar Company. There's, you know, rolling cigars, and music's playing, and people are drinking. There's a bar set up there from Baja Cantina. So there, it's a real festive deal. And then from there, they go to the captain's meeting up at the 900-seat amphitheater. And then we have a slideshow that we show from previous year. We have 300 slides as people come in. There's 300 slides from last year as they look. And then we have a video. And then we go over the rules. We actually, it is a tournament, so we can't just drink and have a good time. We have to actually have to go over the rules.
You have jungle rules. That's what I like about it.
I agree.
There's, I don't know. Somebody, every year there's always something. This year I had to say no drones. The only drone that flies is mine. And so, because there is a big advantage to having a drone. You get up there and you can fly that thing up there, you know, several hundred feet, and you can see where the porpoise are moving. So if you actually don't get bit, you know, if you're getting bit and you have a fish, and all of a sudden you're like, where's the porpoise?
You probably see tuna under it.
Send the drone up, and then you can locate the, or if you're a yacht, you're going to be way up there on the tower, and then you can, of course, look a lot easier. But if you're on a 20, you know, on a lower boat, you're kind of at a disadvantage. So I would have I'd be sitting there, okay, let's send the drone up.
No drone.
I'll send the drone up. So no, we don't allow the drone. Matter of fact, we're not even going to fly a drone really above the start. We're going to have it off Lover's Beach and go up about 1,000 feet, and then it'll be shooting down, and it'll show. But we can't fly it over the water because the radio signals will screw up the drone. It'll end up going on the water.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
the radio signals.
So Yozuri's bringing a drone, and so we're going to be flying that, and we'll be showing that drone footage, you know, on the Facebook page.
The whole shotgun start, all those taken off.
It's going to be
awesome.
Yeah, we already sank one drone a couple of years ago, and Gary Graham says, I'm not going to do it again. Yeah. You know, he says, it was, you know, when it goes in the water, it's an expensive loss. So, but this year it's going to be a lot of parties, and the Maria Corona on Friday, that is going to be at their restaurant in downtown. It's about two blocks or so north in town. From Squid Row, and that's a beautiful, beautiful facility, and it's going to be 600 people in there. It's going to be crowded and fun and drinking and all the awards. We do a ton of drawings. We do a ton of contests, you know, Guess the Fish contest. We're going to do them all on Friday night, so it'll free up Saturday night for just celebrating the winners, and then do some charity work at the awards dinner on the pier, which is a football field-sized facility that we got this year. That's going to be just a big, big improvement from what we had last
really?
Year.
On the pier over by Solmar?
Yeah. You know, the one that, you know, where you go and get your, you know, it's the cruise ship pier. Now, I asked Appy if I could use the pier, and they said, sure, there's no cruise ship coming in that Saturday, so I get the use of a football field-sized pier, and then I just bought them a pressure washer. We'll have lights and... It's going to be 700 people.
A little better than having it on the Malecón there. Right?
Yeah, it looked like a wedding of 700 people right there on the Malecón, and we'll have. It's going to be pretty festive. I think people should bring a jacket that might be a little bit cold on that water, even at that time of year. But it's going to be really something to see. And so I'm trying to step it up a little bit. Make sure people have a really
huge
good time.
Awesome,
Pat. Good for you, man.
Yeah, it's good. So, yeah, so good to have a party. And I don't know. Last year we had two teams that won $200,000 to over $200,000. And this year I think a lot of teams are across the board at $23,000. So there's going to be a lot of competition among the big boys for the big money.
Yeah.
So fantastic. Five teams shared $649,000 last year. And usually we have about seven teams share the money. The last year it was five because two teams were across the board and they won most of the optionals.
Fantastic. Patty, well, let's jump into the phones.
You got to. How about this time we talk to Jan? Jan's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Jan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, thank you. I listen to your show every week. I really enjoy it. I have a question. Regarding surf fishing.
All right.
My husband's interested in getting into surf fishing, and I have no idea. Neither one of us has ever done it. So I'm wondering, does anybody that gives lessons, or where would I go to get started here? I'm thinking about getting something for a Christmas present.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I would just say this, is that, first of all, there's a book out there, Fish the Surf. I think it's
Bill Varney.
Bill Varney. You call him Varney. It's, yeah, he's, yeah, it's not French, but yeah.
Varney?
Varney, yeah. So Bill has a great book out there, Fish the Surf.
Fish the Surf,
and it's a light tackle, which I think is a great way to go.
Light tackle methods.
It's really super fun method, and he has a website, Fish the Surf, I think.
Fishthesurf.com.
Yeah, just Google it, and you'll find it. And but the local tackle shops, like Pacific Coast Bait and Tackle, all those guys, you know, Big Fish Tackle up in Seal Beach. You walk in there and just ask them, you know, Jig Stop. They're all professionals on this. They all know what they're doing. They will kind of guide you into what you need. You don't have to walk out there with a ton of stuff. What you do need is just a very general idea of what you're going to need in terms of tackle for the light tackle. If you want to go to the heavy stuff, they'll also sell you that stuff. But I think it's more fun to walk the beach and look into the conditions and looking at the swirls, you know, and the proper ways. And there's a lot of websites that are out there devoted to surf fishing that you'll learn. And it's a great way to fish. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful out there.
And you catch a lot of fish,
and you can fly fish, or you can use conventional.
Bill does several seminars throughout the year,
right.
And I know that you can get the info from his website, fishthesurf.com, and they are awesome. They are, I mean, I've been to several of his surf fishing seminars that he's done at Tackle Days over the year, and he is a really good speaker. And just, I mean, you want to talk about a guy that just very shows you from start to finish how to do it. I would say exactly.
Is he doing a seminar at Tackle Day?
Unfortunately, no. They got a scheduled conflict that he wasn't able to.
Oh,
I mean, always so gracious and always so willing to do it. He just had something come up that wasn't able to do it this year. But I couldn't recommend what you said. Get his book. It's awesome, easy to read, good pictures, good way of rigging. And if you can ever attend one of his seminars that he does multiple times throughout the year, he does a lot of them on the beaches themselves.
Right.
You will have such a head start on your surf fishing career if you just go do a day with Bill.
Check his website, fishthesurf.com.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranx, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales event is here. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of warranty protection. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes get you up to $600 in dealer credit.
Reliability starts here.
Yamaha. Offer ends November 22nd, 2016. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Upward dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Major League Playoffs and World Series. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check KingfisherCharters.com.